Season launch at Donington, an absolute pleasure to say welcome back to the BTCC, Rob Huff. Good to see you. Looking well.
Thank you very much. Trying hard. Amazing to be back. Huge warm welcomes from everyone. So I am, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a busy year, but very happy to be back in BTCC after 20 years away.
20 years, that's not bad. So it begs the first question, Rob. Why and why now?
I think, I started my career in BTCC. I got my lucky break in BTCC from winning the Cupra Championship. That fired me into a manufacturer drive with SEAT in the UK, obviously. That was the team was run by RML. That the first year in 2004 BTCC, the whole thing was run by RML. And of course, I got a wonderful invitation after that year to head off around the world doing the World Championship. And what, 8-9 years later, won a World Championship. And it's a championship I've known for a very long time. It was what I knew. I kept, getting offers to stay there and come back year after year. And the last few years have been absolutely amazing. Almost won the championship again last year. But I think for me, we've just moved back to the UK, having lived abroad for the last 5 years. And a few different reasons, but ultimately very excited to come back. I mean, I don't need to travel so much anymore. I don't need to pack so many suitcases for such long periods of time. And I think just after 20 years, you just, the travelling becomes a big thing, and at some point, for want of a better word, you want to slow down, but only off track. But, I think, BTCC just fits very well. I've made a lot of friends and contacts over the last 20 years, and why not put it into use by coming and doing the best championship in the UK?
So you're getting behind the wheel of a Toyota,
yep,
which is very exciting. 4 cars through Speedworks being put out this year, which is one of the major changes that we're seeing. How has it gone so far climbing into that machine?
It's been tough, for sure. The BTCC cars are very different to what I'm used to driving, let's say. They're a much more involved driving experience with hybrid buttons, with a mechanical sequential, with different gear ratios. So you feel like you're constantly throwing gears, through the box. And then obviously you've got the complexity of the hybrid system with the strategy of where to deploy, when to deploy, to get the absolute maximum out of that as well. So, it's definitely busy. Brands Hatch was the first time I tested this year in the car. I tested last year at the end of the year at Croft, which was brilliant, really gelled well with the team. Brands, it's the first time I've been to Brands for 20 years, so that...
change much.
No, you'd be surprised. There's a few more bumps there than there used to be.
Fair enough.
Ultimately, obviously, the layout of all the UK tracks, pretty much, other than Snetterton's, changed massively since I went, obviously. But, just getting your head around the systems and all the rest of it. Brands is a very intense track anyway. Weather conditions weren't great. We lost quite a bit of the first day with some mechanical issues with the car. But ultimately got to Croft and fully processed everything and felt very confident and everything went really well. We had great conditions in the sense that it was dry in the morning, it was wet in the afternoon, so we got the full range there. I'd love 10 more test days for sure, but at the same time, I'm sure everyone else would ask for the same as well.
Absolutely.
But the connection with Speedworks was instant. Just got a great feeling from them straight away at Croft last year, and I think they've got a great product, and I think they're a wonderful team, and I want to be, one of the drivers to be able to help them extract everything out of it.
Yeah, all of the other drivers who've been around previously are now getting to grips with some changes, including the enhanced hybrid, which you're just coming into, of course, tyre options,
yep,
and qualifying. So, I mean, they're adapting to it. You're jumping straight into it. Does that give you an advantage?
Probably a little bit, I would imagine. I mean, ultimately, all of these guys and girls are very clever people, so they tend to suss it out very quickly, and obviously everyone prepares fanatically for the season, so for me, as coming in as a blank piece of paper, I think it's quite easy just to go with it straight away. For 20 years, as much as I've been away, the championships I've been racing, every year they throw a spanner in the works, they change something around, they try and catch everyone out, and it just keeps everyone on their toes. It keeps something, bit of extra excitement for the fans and the people at home watching on TV. And of course, it can catch some drivers out as well.
Absolutely. I don't know, you keep your eye on social media and the fan pages that are around there. A lot of chat about you coming in. Lots of people putting smiley emojis all over the place. Are you conscious of what you're doing coming back in and bringing the brand Rob Hough back into the Championship? And the
very much so. I mean, it's what we set out to do when we did Knockhill last year. You know, there was method in my madness, and that's why I'm sat here today with one of the best teams on the grid, with one of the best cars, with three amazing teammates that I think between us we're going to be very strong contenders for race wins and hopefully championships. But you know, ultimately. Yeah, for me, it's where I started. You know, I've never taken my eye off BTCC. I've never shied away publicly from saying that I would love to come back if the right opportunity came up. And now was the time to seize that opportunity. And I couldn't have asked for a better one. You know, with Toyota, with Speedworks, I just feel it's right time for me in life to come back. And I'm very excited. But yeah, you know, I have to say a huge thank you to everyone, especially across the social media platforms, the fans. They're just the most endearing people. I've had the most amazing welcome. When I came back in 2017 for Tom at Silverstone, it was one of the best weekends of motorsport I'd had for a long time. Just the welcome, you know, British fans are just the best in the world. You know, we can't doubt that. And I might have noticed that social media went quite wild on the morning of the announcement. So
one of them said the old man's back.
It was a young boy when he left and an old man when he's come back. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You have to, you know, life is life, right? Yeah. You know, we all get old. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Expectations for the season. Have you set any for yourself?
Yeah, high as you can go with it. I mean, ultimately, I don't get out of bed every morning with any other intent other than to win. So that's why I'm here. That's what I want to do. It's never as simple as just saying it, obviously. Mm. But, I truly believe that I'm up for the challenge, and I feel I've got the support to be able to do that as well. So, I think with this championship, it's never as simple as fastest driver, fastest car wins. With the changes that have been made this year, they're extreme. You know, they really are extreme. So, if you win the first race, you get a very heavy penalty for the second race. The hybrid is twice what we've seen before, and these things make a huge difference. So I think strategy comes into it. I think you've got to be very, very clever. And long gone are the days of touring car championships where the fastest driver in the fastest car won. BTCC is bringing strategy into it massively, and for me that's very exciting.
Maybe it's a thinking man's championship this year.
We'll find out.
Rob, it's great to see you back.
Thank you very much.
Before I let you go, we have a little bit of fun at the season opener where there are a couple of curveball questions.
Okay.
So I've got five secret questions. Okay. Numbered 1 to 5, you have to choose two numbers.
Okay. Three.
Number three. Which driver, living or dead, would you most like to have raced against or race against?
Jerry Marshall.
Oh, nice.
Absolute legend. One of my heroes, for sure. The way he could, you know, bounce back and forward between race cars on weekends, his style in and out of the car, one of the most amazing drivers.
Absolutely. What a great choice. And your last number?
Five.
Five. If you could have any road car, what would it be?
Cool. That's a very good question. Not really into road cars anymore. I used to be massively into road cars.
Were you a boy racer around the town?
Yeah, oh, very much so. Still am. No.
Don't tell a local.
I was very fortunate that I bought my dream car when I was 30 years old, thanks to motorsport, which was a Porsche GT2.
Nice.
I had that for a long while. Didn't use it very much in the end. And got rid of it. But I just like something comfortable now.
So what do you drive now?
Obviously, outside of my Toyota company car.
Obviously.
I have a Porsche Macan and I have a Nissan GTR.
Nice. Excellent.
Both very comfortable, very easy. Yeah. If you ask my girlfriend Annabella, she'll tell you I'm the slowest driver in the world. I drive at 70 miles an hour. It's very boring.
You've come back,
but
as
it's
a man
comfortable.
Of modest means,
yeah. I just like comfortable, no stress and comfy. That's me.
fantastic, Rob. Pleasure.
Thank you very much. Season. Thank you.